I'll start with the uncool but obvious question, but I really want to know, how did the band form? You seem a somewhat loose collective.
Loose collective. Loosey-goosey. Well, our origins are very loose. I'd say we're as tight as a drum at this point.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just been a slow representation of a relationship that Toby and I started as friends when we were little kids. And, you know, the band just kind of slowly fell into place over the years.
So Toby, who's Toby?
Me.
You're Toby. And that was Scott talking. Toby, where'd you guys grow up?
We grew up outside of Philly. It was a little farm country called Chester County.
Which was a lot more rural then, probably, than it is
much,
now.
Much,
now there's a lot
much
of CVS's
more.
And stuff.
Yeah,
and
so, yeah, there's a ton.
So what'd you listen to then?
Well, we were listening to what was coming out then, a lot of it, you know, Nirvana and R.E.M. We had some good albums then, and then we started getting more and more advanced listening as stuff came around. My uncle gave us a Tom Waits album when I was probably like 13 or 14.
And did you say, oh, there's a guy who kind of sounds like me? Or did you sound like, did you have that vocal quality?
I only sound like this because I got hit in the throat.
Really?
Yeah.
When?
My birthday, which was like 3 days ago.
Really?
You should see the other guy.
So do you know, is that what Waits does before every recording?
Gets hit in the throat?
Yeah,
he gets Oz Fritz to hit him with a horseshoe.
He goes tubing.
He goes tubing on the Chestertown.
And I think I've read, but, you know, you guys can fill me in. Some of the influences are the really melodic groups like the Beach Boys and the Beatles. I also read Tom Waits, but who wants to talk about being a big fan of those groups?
Nobody on this planet.
Why? It's been talked about too much?
Well, yeah, it's hard to say something interesting about loving the Beatles and the Beach Boys, but it is true. You know, they just sort of get into your consciousness and they really inform your ears. And I think it happens for a lot of musicians. You know, it's hard to deny the impact that those bands had on pop music. And so, you know, they kind of go in there and they sit in your shoulders and they tell you what sounds right and what doesn't. And it's a really good, in my opinion, it's a really good kind of fallback kind of influence, you know, because there's such intelligence and efficiency and talent and subtlety to those bands that in many ways I feel like the Beach Boys and the Beatles are underrated bands.
They
oddly
are,
enough.
I think what they are is taken for granted.
Yeah.
That's right.
And they're really important. And I would imagine listening to them, you're like, oh, that's great. But when you start making your own music, you realize not only how good they are and complex they are, the production on those albums was incredible.
Ah, yeah. It's like a warm bath.
Yeah. Do you guys produce your own albums?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so when you got into the studio, did you realize how hard it was?
No. Well, that's funny. You know what's funny about that? By my estimation about contemporary music and the sound of it, the general sort of archetypes of modern sound, you know, is that people spend all this time and money trying to do that kind of thing, but what they don't realize is that it requires such a small amount of money, in my opinion. I mean, it's not, you know, speaking of purely sound, to sort of get that tone and texture and dimension. I mean, it's obviously extremely hard to write that well and arrange that well and perform that well and all that. I don't mean to say that, but I think that, you know, you know, a lot of people get really, really distracted by a lot of the offerings of contemporary music and especially the digital side of things, which just kind of fills you up with too many choices that you don't have the ability to choose, you know?
Okay, let's, you know, play a song. What's the first one up you want to share with us?
It's called Uncovering the Old.
All right, Uncovering the Old from the new album by Dr. Dog, Fate. Let's give a listen.
Running out of time, yeah.
And with the color of the whistle, with the sounding of the smoke, I repeat it in a picture, I repeat it in a joke. Yeah. Yeah. Loud clothes, quiet earrings, black lights, white shadows, a bone, and a key. Looking back, yeah. And the table had to chase it, and the time hopped back, and the banks to cut the cable, and they're running out of tracks, yeah. Yeah. So they kissed the farmer's daughters with their pockets full of gold.
All right, that was Uncovering the Old. Let's just go around the room and tell me which instruments you guys each played on the song. So you are, and you played.
My name's Frank. I played the air organ, and I sang a bit.
Tell me about that air organ, by the way. Whose is it?
That's Zach's.
And where'd you get that?
I got it at a Goodwill in Exton, PA. And I think it's called the Concert Grand by Excelsior.
Sort of, yeah. Every word of that title is a little overly grandiose. I mean, this thing. Are the keys literally, you were playing it, are the keys smaller than regular piano keys? It looks like really small and baby-like.
Yeah.
It's an adaptation of an accordion, really. It's just like an accordion with a motor pumping wind through.
There are actually all these buttons on the side where you can just hit a button and it'll play a chord for you. You don't actually have to finger the chords, it'll play a minor and a diminished.
Just like the accordion.
Yeah.
On the left hand.
Yeah, oh, so it's like a stand-up accordion, essentially.
Right.
Yeah.
And you are, and you were playing?
Toby and I was playing the bells and harmonica.
Right. Now, you were holding, I'm trying to remember, you're holding the bells with your right hand and playing the harmonica with your left. Is that are you left-handed, or is it easier to play the bells with the right?
It's easier to play the bells with the right.
So the bells dictated your choice there.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And you are, and you played?
I'm Zach, and I was playing a little clawhammer banjo.
That's a good banjo sound. We haven't heard from you, dude.
My name's Justin. I was banging my fist on a little suitcase of some sort, I guess the Scots, and doing some harmonies also.
A little piece of luggage. Do you specifically try out different pieces of luggage, and that one sounded the best for this room or that song?
Yeah, we just tried it yesterday, and it seemed to work for a makeshift, you know, beat.
You could get
that one's called the Imperial World Traveler.
Oh, yeah. It's a Samsonite custom shop.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Closet classic, yeah.
Closet.
Everything is with these grandiose titles. It's all
the one that Carmen Appice uses.
Carmen Appice?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's some hot dog drummer. I don't even know what band he's from, but he's my kind of go-to hot dog drummer.
His, yard sale. Coheed and Cambria.
He's from
about 40 years older than those dudes.
You guys are going to be the only band not only sponsored by Gibson, but American Tourister. So that's something to look forward to. And you are Scott?
I'm Scott, and I was playing guitar and singing.
All right, so let's hear another one. This is just going to be, I think, Scott and Frank. All right, Scott, you're gonna sing and play that old organ. You're gonna harmonize on it, Frank.
Try.
All right, and what's the name of this song?
Islands in the Stream. It's called I Hope There's Love.
I hope there's love. Unfortunately, no Kenny Rogers, no Dolly Parton. But
two Dolly Partons.
Oh, yeah, a couple Partons on this. I hope there's love from Dr. Dog's new album, Fate.
Ready? Start? Okay. What do you think in the middle of the night when you're all alone? Will you pick another town and then pick up and leave once you've burned your bridges down until the point when you're sleeping on the ground? The whole world is out of your reach. Well, you learned how to talk like a baby. You learned to walk the walk. But in the end, it's just you in the dark. Did you learn who you are? Who you are? Well, something broke that I can't seem to mend. 'Cause some things break before they bend. I hope there's love at the end of your day to take you away. When you tell a lie, can you look in the mirror and see it in your eye? Who do you fool with the things that you hide? Is it for your sake or mine? Well, I can't wear your shoes. Nah, they just wouldn't fit. I've got too much to lose by walking so fast that you can't pick and choose the people you walk on. Well, I know an old band, and I know your face like back of my hand, and I hope that maybe you will understand that I don't know who you are anymore. Well, something broke. Can't seem to mend. 'Cause some things break before they bend. I hope there's love at the end of your day to take you. Hope there's love at the end of your day to take you away. I hope there's love at the end of your day to take.
Okay,
that's
great. I got one more question for you guys, and then I'm going to let you go. No, I read this thing. This album's called Fate because it's a concept album, but it was sort of a retroactive concept album. You didn't realize it was a concept album until all the songs were done. You're like, hey, they're all about fate. Scott, you wrote all the songs or most of the songs?
Half the songs. Toby and I always write about half the songs per album. We keep it about 50-50. But, I mean, that is a valid point in a sense, in very general terms, but it wasn't so retroactive. I mean, it was that we started making the album and then within a few weeks realized that, you know, having opened ourselves up to these ideas that were unintentionally coming back at us from the speakers, at that point we then, you know, put forth more intent into what we were already observing. And so at that point we did, you know, kind of craft it around what we were starting to notice. This process became this kind of manifestation of fate, or something that you could see as, wow, we are witnessing this fated event. I mean, we've become this certain band at this certain point, and there's so much involved in that that we need to bring to this. And as soon as we did, the process itself started to bring as much to us. It's the kind of thing that I live for, you know, and it's not the kind of thing you always get.
All right. The guys from Dr. Dog, the new album, and life in general is Fate. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, buddy.
All right. That was great. Thanks a lot.